Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.
As Pope Benedict begins his Lenten spiritual exercises, we join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who shares with us some information.
Father, when one feels one's not worth a pin, it may be time to do one's spiritual exercises. How would you translate that?
Well, cum se quis sentit a nihili esse. Tunc tempus est ut exercitia spiritualia faciat.
To find light at the end of a tunnel.
Ut lumen in extremo cuniculo reperiat. That you can, all this stuff is easy. That's easy.
So as to change our spiritual lives in a twinkling of an eye.
Ictu oculi, the famous twinkling of an eye. Ut ictu oculi vitam nostram spiritualem mutare possimus.
And give our spiritual lives a bit of spit and polish.
Spit and polish, my lord. Oh, per polire, you'd probably say to just polish. Would vitam nostram, well, they wouldn't say that. The Romans wouldn't say that, but anyway.
They wouldn't be so vulgar.
No, they wouldn't. They would vitam nostram spiritualem perficiamus. Although spit and polish would be per poliamus, that we polish off our spiritual lives, but these Cicero wouldn't understand that expression. It's just something else.
At any rate, now I want to speak about something serious, which are spiritual exercises in the Vatican. A practice which began in 1929, the year of the Lateran Pax.
I didn't know that.
With Pius XI, obviously, who admired St. Ignatius. Well, how does one say spiritual exercises?
Well, the exercitia spiritualia.
That comes from straight from Latin.
Yes, actually, yes. The first translations of St. Ignatius in Latin had that.
In my Catholic school, we used to say we would go on retreat.
Yeah, retreat is ad recessum. Recessum spiritualem ire. Recessum, to go in the background. That we can say, it's very beautiful. So the fact is, the way I live is in recessu perpetuo. I'm always on some sort of a retreat because, like, I'm all alone in my room. That's a recessu, to be off.
At any rate, the people who live in the Vatican, headed by the Pope, they go on spiritual exercises each year.
He goes on exercises.
The Pope goes on spiritual
exercises. Yes, and then they accompany him.
And the papal household accompanies him. That's the correct terminology, the papal household. How does one say papal household?
Well, that's the Domus Pontificia, the pontifical house.
That's the correct terminology, the papal household. How does one say papal household?
Well, that's the Domus Pontificia, the pontifical house.
In 1922, there was an apostolic constitution, Summorum Pontificum. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, so far.
In which St. Ignatius was proclaimed patron of spiritual exercises. You mentioned St. Ignatius tied to spiritual exercises, no?
Yes.
In fact, many of the preachers of these retreats in the papal household were Jesuits.
Yes, yes, and that's the terminology came down from that. I'd like to know, you don't know any of the next words of Summorum Pontificum.
No.
But my students would go crazy over that kind of a beginning of a pontifical document of the Roman pontiffs. And of course, in Latin, you don't know what's happening.
Why?
Well, because you don't know how the sentence is going to end. The will of the Roman pontiffs, the custom of the Roman pontiffs, but the document begins with Summorum Pontificum.
So,
we love that kind of stuff.
In other words, you understand the meaning, you have to read the whole sentence.
Well, certainly. You ask my students, they'll club you on the head if you don't give them that answer.
How do you say club you on the head in Latin?
Te verberabunt in capite.
At any rate, the the retreats, the spiritual exercises in the Vatican were frequent but not annual until basically 1929, when there was an encyclical, Mens Nostra, which focused on spiritual exercises, right?
There's Mens Nostra. There's another beautiful. Go on.
Tell me, the Mens
Our
Nostra.
Our mind, our mentality, our thought. Our thought, Mens Nostra.
Just in two words.
And
the people who take part in the spiritual exercises, they don't speak Latin, do they?
No.
It takes place in Italian.
Yes, well, many of them could or would or should. They should be able, but they...
One of the things that Pius XI, who was Pope at the time, said in that encyclical is that the great disease of the modern era is the lack of reflection. This was 1929.
Poof, we can imagine today.
How would you translate that?
I don't know what he said.
The great disease of the modern era...
Ego nescio maxima egritudo recensioris aetatis est... Is what?
Is the lack of reflection.
Est manca, well, parva deliberatio, parva contemplatio.
Since then, spiritual exercises have taken place in the Vatican almost annually, not always. During the Second Vatican Council, they were suspended, I think, for a while. But curiously, Pope John XXIII held the exercises once, just right ahead of the Second Vatican Council, in the tower in the Vatican Gardens. John XXIII loved the gardens in the Vatican, and it was like he was leading all the papal household up the garden path.
Yeah, I don't think he was leading, but anyway, he was there, and maybe they came up there.
At any rate, what I'm getting at is, how do you say in Latin, leading someone up the garden path, which Pope John wasn't doing?
Per hortorum semitam ducebat pontificiam domum. Leading house.
Whereas, to lead someone up the garden path, in British English, is to deceive, to trick, to entice with false promises of fair prospects.
That's all right, but it's British.
Yeah. Which isn't what John XXIII was doing, but how do you say that in Latin? Sorry.
Well, that would be decipere or fallere or fraudari or frustrari. There are many words to deceive.
At the time of Pope Pius XII, a complaint was lodged, I believe, by Papa Pacelli himself, that the preacher was delivering what he referred to in Italian as a nobile mattone, which I'm quoting
a
someone.
A noble brick? What does that mean?
He was saying that it was very heavy going. How would you translate the Italian, you know, nobile?
Well, if you want to say nobile mattone is later nobilis, which doesn't make any sense at all in Latin, but that's all right.
How would you give the gist of...
Bravio or sermo, it was rather heavy talk.
We were talking about John the 23rd Tower in the Vatican Gardens, but actually the... spiritual exercises today take place in the Redemptoris Mater chapel. That's a chapel with a Latin name.
Mm-hmm. Redemptoris Mater.
Which means?
Mother of the Redeemer, which is the title of his encyclical on the Blessed Mother.
Pope John Paul's encyclical. Actually, before becoming Pope, when he was Archbishop of Krakow, he preached one of the retreats, one of the spiritual exercises. Becoming one of the first non-Italians to preach in the Vatican.
Go on.
Do you think the fact that many of the cardinals now come from different countries right across the world, do you think that changes the use of Latin within the church?
Certainly it has, in the sense that many of these people might not know Latin well enough. Many of these people were trained here in Rome, got it? And so Italian is more accessible and easier for them, and so it's...
Also because, I mean, Latin is part of our Western cultural heritage, but some of these people don't come from...
I have Orientals who know Latin very, very well, but you have to be trained, you see. And some of these people, even the Orientals, would feel more at home with Italian. Oh, they say, oh, to think of Latin would be like a headache for them. Which is very unfortunate. I have friends, when I meet them, we start speaking Latin immediately, you see. And the general of my order, and I hadn't seen him for, 25 years. And we just started speaking Latin. That was the end of it.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.